You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
And we're back. It's Tuesday. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your man on the ground, at home, whatever. Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. And apologies, I have been under the weather since Sunday. Starting to be back on the mend. But if you've been looking for a Monday podcast, obviously nowhere to be found. If you've been going on Wolverines Wire looking for anything, basically nothing to be found. But we are back and should be up and running here. So we obviously have the tournament to talk about. Michigan has got its draw. Before we get to that, I do want to get to a little bit of what happened against Ohio State just all of that stuff. I know it's an old rehash at this point, but that's, I think, you know, what we need to get to. First, today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off of your next order. All right, so let's get to this. So obviously, it did not go very well for the Big Ten tournament for Michigan, in that they lost in the semifinals to Ohio State. We already talked about the Maryland game. There was a lot that I liked, but obviously, you know, no livers was a problem. When you're not getting great production from some of those other guys that you really need production from, that doesn't help either, right? Like, you want to be able to see Sean D. Brown. I mean, they're counting on him, and he just, like, yeah, he came up in a big spot late, and that's the important thing. Like, he was missing, and he finally had that big three late, but they just couldn't close. And it was against a team that usually can't close, and they had the opportunity, the ball in their hands at the last possession, which they had no business being there. So that's a credit to the resiliency of this Michigan team, that they were able on Saturday afternoon to get back to that place, right? So really good on them to be able to figure out what they needed to do to get at least in striking distance. But this was a Michigan team that hasn't been playing up to its potential for the most part lately. And now it's trying to figure out how to play without Isaiah Livers, who, arguably, I know people like to say Hunter Dickinson from a national perspective, but I mean, anyone on the Michigan team will tell you that they look at Isaiah Livers as being the best player on the team. So one thing about him is it sounds like he is not being ruled out by Michigan for a potential return at some point, depending on how deep Michigan goes in the tournament. So that's good news, because like I read it wrong on the press release when I put it out. I said stress injury, and first thing I think of is stress fracture, right? I had a broken foot that was a little bit more than a stress fracture, but you know, that's you know, you see that and you're like, oh, I know what that is. That's no good. That's not going to go well for this. So it doesn't seem like it's quite necessarily that. You keep in mind that he played a little bit on it against Maryland and still was able to kind of go, kind of do some things. That said, don't expect him in the immediate future. Could he potentially come back? Obviously not this weekend, but next? I mean, maybe, right? Like, Eli Brooks came back, and a lot of people thought that there was no way that he was going to be able to. I'm not going to say yes or no, but I mean, it's one of those things where it's certainly possible. It might not be plausible, but it's certainly possible that he could be back in the starting lineup again, or coming off the bench or something by Sweet 16, Elite 8. If not then, Final Four, I feel like, is a little bit more plausible, right? Getting back in. But I mean, you have enough pieces to really get things going. But the problem is you can't have like just a giant gap in your offense the way that Michigan did against Ohio State. What's confusing to me again is when Hunter Dickinson's out there, And there's a giant mismatch that he doesn't become the focal point. And that goes for the last shot. Like Juwan said after the game, like, we got the shot we wanted. 3-point from Mike Smith. But you don't need a 3-pointer. And you got Hunter Dickinson. Get it to him. I don't know what he shoots offhand anymore, but I mean, he used to shoot really, really high up there. We can look that up real quick, but as far as personal player shooting field goal percentage, I mean, he's got to be, he was number 3 in the country for a while. He's definitely fallen from that, but he's 27th in the country. And when you look at the people ahead of him, I only see one other player in the Big Ten that's ahead of him, and that's Kofi Coburn. Kofi Coburn is shooting 65.5%, good for number 8, from the field. Hunter Dickinson, 59.9%, shooting just over 5%, under 5% or so, 5.6%, less than Kofi Coburn. So you have a guy there that it's like, you know, it's like putting your best free throw shooter out, you know? You have a technical foul. You get to choose who you put out there. Don't go for a low percentage deal. Go for the high percentage. That's what I would do in that case. But, you know, worse things have happened. They got an extra day off. So what you got to do at that point is just, you know, get some rest, reload. You got a whole week between games to figure out what your best solutions are. And the good news is you got something of a warm-up, in my opinion. So, with that in mind, we are going to start talking some tournament stuff here momentarily. But before we do, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the line at the pharmacy. And guess what? It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? Well, guess what? There's no problems here because Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. I almost said Chewadalafil. Okay. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the United States, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than going to a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Guess what? We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Locked On at checkout. Just pay 5% shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On, to receive that first month free, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Another place that I am a big fan of is betonline.ag. Betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but we got March Madness, got NBA, got the NHL, all of it's in full swing. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Anything your little heart desires. Real-time updated odds, props, and almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and the odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and guess what? It's free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus using the promo code Locked On with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, let's move on. We are going to talk a little tournament for pretty much the rest of the show. This will be a short show. We're gonna kind of transition a little bit. Instead of 30-minute shows, we're going to try to stick around 20, 23, 24, 25 minutes, with the exception of Thursday. And that should ensure that we have more shows in the week. That is the new plan until we get to football season, and then we'll just try to go 30 every day. That's how we're gonna roll here. Anyway, so Michigan, I predicted we'll spend the first half talking about the my predictions for what Michigan intends to do, or who they play, all that kind of stuff, their bracket. We'll do the first half or so, because I have Michigan going probably a little further than some might. And that might be the optimist in me, but it's like I'm still looking at these teams. And I'm like, if you know, it's a hard sell without Isaiah Livers. But if Shondi Brown can come in, or not even Shondi, if it's Brandon Johns, if one of those two guys can come in and just get you 10 points, and you know, it's not necessarily Isaiah Livers, but say they get you 10 and you get a little bit more from like Franz, you get a little bit more from Mike Smith, you get what you normally would get from Hunter Dickinson. I mean, heck, Eli Brooks has been playing lights out. I mean, just don't have the lulls that they've had. I feel like this team can still be dangerous, and they still are the team to beat. I mean, they're number two in KenPom still, the number two team in the country, and I know that they're a popular pick to be upset. I saw one thing that said that the most likely 16 versus 1 upset is Mount St. Mary's against Michigan. I understand they won the Northeast Conference championship against Bryant. But, like, come on. Michigan would have to absolutely implode. And I know that's what happened with Virginia. But you look at Mount St. Mary's, 219th overall in KenPom, 287 on defense, offense, 136 defense. Not a great team. This is a team that Michigan should wipe the floor with no matter who they have out there. The way I look at it, by the way, I picked Mount St. Mary's over Texas Southern. I forgot to mention that. It could have been, because that's a play-in game, Texas Southern, Mount St. Mary's. I picked Mount St. Mary's to beat Texas Southern in the first four. That said, I'm picking Michigan to obviously survive the round of 64. I have Michigan winning 85 to Mount St. Mary's 55. So, 30-point win. Could it be more or less? Absolutely. Could it be a 10-point win? It absolutely could be. If Michigan's going out there trying to figure some things out, which I think they kind of can and should. I know we're in survive in advance, but like, go out there, get the lead, and then ride it while trying to figure out what you can do with the lineups that you have. Because you're kind of almost in that non-conference season again, except for losing is much more dire because it ends your season. But if you want to win some of these other games, you got to figure it out, especially because the round of 32, I predicted LSU to beat St. Bonaventure. And I know LSU's the number, LSU's the higher ranked. It's the number eight. It's the 8 seed versus the 9 seed, but St. Bonaventure is higher in KenPom than LSU. St. Bonaventure is 25, I believe, where LSU is 29. This one's a little bit more dangerous. And when you look at the stats of like where they are via KenPom, the number 5 offense, 125 defense, you're looking at kind of Iowa again, right? Iowa or even Ohio State, but probably more Iowa. So again, you just got to go out there and take care of business, right? Like they did against Iowa. You got to have those that, you know, even if it's not a pretty game, technically, LSU has a defense you should be able to score on. You might have a hard time stopping their offense. You just can't go cold offensively. But again, they don't have the greatest defense. So you've got a real good shot in that light. I predicted a much closer game. I predicted Michigan to win by 7, 75 to 68. I think that it's one of those games where it feels too close for comfort. Like when you're halfway through the second half, Michigan balloons it to like 15, maybe 20. LSU makes a little bit of a comeback. Michigan hangs on. Survives and goes to the Sweet 16. Let's talk Sweet 16 and then we will move on. We might not have... I think we're just going to have to go through all this and then I'll just find something else to talk about timing-wise because I don't want to give you an 18-minute show. This next one, I think, is probably the more difficult one. Probably the most difficult one for a couple reasons. I picked Florida State, then 4 seed to advance to the Sweet 16 and play against Michigan. And Juwan Howard goes up against one of his mentors, Leonard Hamilton, a guy who was one of his coach with the Washington Wizards. And Howard said when he became coach, he went down to Florida State to talk to Leonard Hamilton. So that tells you that relationship. And they are a really dangerous team. 15th overall by KenPom, number 10 offense, 48 defense. So you're looking at a team that statistically is a lot more like Ohio State. So you can win that game as long as, again, you don't have the lulls. You play unselfish basketball. Make sure that you are not just going toe-to-toe with them, but you're going beyond that. I think it's going to be a tough one. But I predicted Michigan to win again because I think this is going to be one where Michigan understands what it has to do. It's going to get Florida State's best shot, but I think they lock down defensively. Florida State doesn't have an easy road to get there. Like, yeah, they've got to take down Georgetown and then 5-seed Colorado to get to this game. And while that might give them that much more confidence, I think that Michigan would be able to survive that. I think Michigan will advance to the Elite Eight, 68, Florida State, 55. All right, we will continue it on the other end because that'll give us about 5 minutes or so. But I want to talk to you a little about Built Bar. Y'all know how much I love Built Bar. I've put my money where my mouth is so many times, and I hate it right now. I don't have any Built Bar. I need to get some. I'm telling you, out of all the flavors they currently have, the almond coconut is to die for. It tastes just like a almond joy. I mean, every one of the protein bars that they offer tastes like a candy bar. And if you've tried it like a year ago and you were like, this is pretty good, but then haven't tried it since, I'm telling you, they've gotten more delicious. And they're super low calorie, super low carb, very high protein. It's exactly what you want. Like I said, I put my money where my mouth is just so many times. I have no idea. So I highly recommend it. I'm telling you, go out and give it a try. Go to builtbar.com, put in promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off that next order. Builtbar.com, LOCKED15, 15% off that next order of Built Bar. All right. Here is where it gets really crazy. 1-seed Michigan versus 2-seed Alabama in the Elite Eight. Alabama is ranked number 8 overall by KenPom. The 34th offense, number 2 defense. That means Michigan probably going to have some offensive lulls in that one. But guess what? Michigan has a pretty good defense themselves, right? Ranked, I think, 10. Or was that Gonzaga? I think they might be 7. I'm going to look. Always forget these things. 7. Yeah, Gonzaga's 10. Michigan's got the number 5 offense and number 7 defense. This is a case where they're going up against the number 34 offense and number 2 defense. So, yeah, Alabama's a little bit better defensively. Worse offensively. Who's Alabama played? Now, here's the thing. To get to this point, Alabama will have had to have taken on, I'm predicting, Maryland in the round of 32, and they'd have to have beaten Texas, who I believe is the number 3 seed in the East. So that's tough. But outside of that, the SEC is not the Big Ten. In my eyes, the SEC is nowhere near the Big Ten basketball-wise. I mean, it has not been in a long time. So I like the idea that Michigan can win. Do I think it's going to be tough? Yeah, I predicted Michigan to win 61-58 in this one. But in order to do that, you're going to have an assist fest because they have a really good defense. You're going to have to make that defense pay enough. Obviously, I have it low scoring at 61-58. You are going to have to find that open man, and you're going to have to hit the shots. That's going to be the most important thing. as well as being able to stall them just as much as they're stalling you. So that is my prediction for that particular bracket. That would obviously end on Michigan going to the Final Four. So I have Michigan playing Alabama in the Elite Eight, Florida State in the Sweet 16, LSU in the second round, and Mount St. Mary's in the first, which we won't know if it's Mount St. Mary's or Texas Southern for a bit here. So then who would Michigan play in the Final Four if that's the case? Well, I have them going up against Gonzaga. If Michigan was playing Gonzaga a month ago, I would have picked Michigan to win. Gonzaga had a really tough non-conference, took down Iowa, for instance. They'll have had to, you know, they have to be battle-tested to get even to the Final Four, of course, to get through their bracket. But here's the thing. This isn't a month ago. I don't know if Isaiah Livers is going to be available for this game. If he is, I don't know how rusty he's going to be. How much it's going to be one of those things where he comes back and he's able to do the things he was doing before. How limited he might be. That said, again, the Big Ten is a gauntlet. The West Coast Conference is not at all. But Gonzaga will have to earn to get there. They are the number one seed, and they are number one overall on KenPom with the number one offense in the country and the number 10 defense. It's a complete team. So I have, now here's the other thing. Usually when Michigan gets to the Final Four, it advances. I think there's one instance in which I think they've made the Final Four 7 times and they've advanced 6 of those times. I am not predicting that here. I have Michigan losing to Gonzaga in the Final Four, 85-72. Unfortunately, I just think that's how it would go. We'll revisit because, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, we maybe have a couple weeks of basketball left. Maybe not, but we will revisit. We will see how that goes. Anyhow, that's going to do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow, probably, you know, same time later. We'll be talking to Juwan Howard tomorrow, as well as some Michigan football people. So we will discuss what they had to say in that show tomorrow. Anyway, thank you for listening. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.